Oops.
Everyone's fully awake now, so that's the questions have sorted out. We start talking about grade and HER2 status. We're kind of out of our depth here.
Okay, so what this slide is showing you is how many cases, according to the MBS, do have neoadjuvant therapy recorded. And 626 did have neoadjuvant therapy recorded on MBSS. The majority of these were invasive. We had 14 non-invasive cancers with neoadjuvant therapy recorded. One case had chemotherapy recorded, which we're hoping that you're following up to see whether that's correct. The other 13 had endocrine therapy. And then if you follow these through, you can see that 489 of those did have surgery, and you can see the sorts of neoadjuvant therapy that they had, either endocrine therapy, chemotherapy, or a mixture of the two. And then on the no surgery arm, we had 119 cases, of which we had 66 with endocrine therapy, some with chemo, and some with both. And remember that the audit period, data collection period, is 12 months, so it's possible that some of these no surgery cases are primary systemic therapy, or it's possible that they are going to have surgery, but we haven't actually collected that the data for a long enough period. I don't know if you want to make any comments on those, Neil.
I don't think so. I think we'll move on.
Just note that some of this may well be clinical trial entry if you're looking at differences between screening units.